Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Kobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on The Tour Coach. If you're looking to get better at coaching, teaching, or playing the game of golf, you're in the right spot. I'm about to take you behind the scenes, inside the ropes, with all of the people I meet on my journey in the game of golf that are here to shed some experiences and shed some information that's going to help your journey improve and get better. Get ready. Let's go. Let's get better. All right. Joining me here on The Tour Coach is my good friend and teammate. We work together with tons of players, have over, you know, Greg, it's been at least a decade now. I think it's right at a decade.
I remember the first time like it was yesterday.
It's like a first date.
Yeah.
I mean, think of all the places we've been and the stuff we've done. Been a fun journey. I'm still learning from you. I still enjoy all our chances to chat. And we're going to talk in a little bit about, we're going to invite other people to kind of go on these chats. I know it's been good for me as a teacher. Sometimes just driving in the car, texting you saying, hey, do you have 20 minutes, and the ability to just bounce things off of and talk. But as I've found recently, and you have with, you've known this, but with players, finding the more I go along, especially as you teach these players that are developing or have had success, you find the correlation between them finding peace and happiness. Mm-hmm. Or fulfillment,
yeah,
you know, off the golf course or and such, and developing an understanding of golf and how it fits into their life, their play gets better the more they find peace, right? And you know, we had a player recently say that, and their girlfriends comment on that. I've had wives say that. Curious about what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think in sport or anything really, there's in life, there's this misconception that we can't be happy until we achieve something, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning, I use golf for example, like, oh, once I'm going to put my head down and be miserable and make this a job, and then when I get my card, then I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. And then you get your card, and two things happen. One, you're not as happy as you thought you were going to be, because you wake up the next day with a new challenge. Well, now I have to win. Right. And I have to keep my card, and the list goes on and on and on. And then they get, you know, at the end of their career and look back and say, wow, I was never satisfied. I always wanted what's next. And I never stopped to really connect with what I really loved about the game, and it got in the way. Right. So helping players reconnect with what brings them joy, so that when they have bad days, and they will, many. Mm-hmm. they move on much quicker, and they don't get so consumed with thinking they have to fix everything, or something's wrong, or I need a new coach, I need a new putter, I need a new sports psychologist. So finding that fulfillment prior is so crucial, I think, to a player's development. I mean, even with these hockey guys I work with, all our talks, a lot of them revolve around like reconnecting with, why did you start playing this game, right? Like the love of the game, like competing and working hard and making mistakes and learning from them, and how quickly their play turns around when they're not so consumed with each shift or each shot and the judgment that comes with it.
You know, you talked about in there, you touched on it. I found over the years of coaching, the one thing that players get in the of all levels, but it's like you could start with a junior golfer. Oh, like once I get colleges recruiting me, then I'm going to be okay. Well, then they get colleges recruiting them, and then they put more pressure on them. And yeah, then it's like, well, once I get a college scholarship or I've been, I've committed, then it's going to be okay. Then they do that, then they're still not happy. Yeah, right. Never. Watch it. And it's for pros, what tour players. Once I get my PGA Tour card, I'm going to be happy. They get their PGA Tour card, more expectations. So that, to me, understanding that how you play isn't going to make, like, if you win, that doesn't make you happy, right? Like, you have to find your fulfillment.
Right. And that's the misconception, right? That when I play well, I'll have it all figured out. I'll be happy. So, and what's sad to me, and this is just a cultural thing now, it's getting younger and younger, whether it's golf or club sports, or where now at younger ages, kids are using sports to get something else.
Mm-hmm.
If I play well in this AJGA event, I'll get looks from colleges instead of just going to play to compete, which is what it used to be more of, at least. So anytime you have to play and your play determines getting something, money, fame, a card, whatever it may be, it becomes so much harder.
Mm-hmm.
So can you separate this idea that I'm playing a sport to get something, but what I'm really doing is playing the sport for the sake of playing? Like, I just love to compete. And that's what really starts, that's what drives people from the beginning. But we lose that because all these things are held out in front of us. Like, oh, if you do this, you'll get this. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, it becomes hard. And those are realities. But to separate from that is the key. And I think a lot of this work.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How, you know, I always come at this from, like, I ask you questions sometimes and you probably look at me like, what the fuck? Like, I look at this from like the teacher with the player in front of me, right? Because you get this, Morgan Hale sent me a text yesterday. If I have one more 8-year-old parent ask me how to make their kid mentally tough, right? But like, how do you help or with, whether it's junior golfers or it's the weekend warrior that's just trying to get better in his club championship, or it's a tour player, like, how can we help them along the journey? How can we
help? That's the lingo, right? And that's the easy thing to hang the issue on. Like, oh, they're not mentally tough, or their mental game is getting in the way. And it's not. I mean, we all have all we need to succeed. Now, it's unlocking it by connecting with the enjoyment piece, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you say how, it's through conversations. It's reconnecting with this stuff. It's you can care, certainly, right? You can get frustrated. You can get angry and disappointed. But don't get mad at yourself for feeling that way, right? And don't assume the more you want it, the easier it becomes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, I think there's also this feeling to kind of shift a little bit, but like you watch these players that almost beat themselves up with practice and work, because there's this notion that if they work hard enough and they grind hard enough, they will win or they will play better.
Yeah, and right? By the way, those
that doesn't always necessarily mean, and that's a hard thing to teach people, but right?
That's an old adage, right? Yeah, look, you outwork people, and you know, Tiger Woods and VJ and all these guys who worked for hours, which was in their blood. They did that because they loved it, I think, without knowing. But there's nothing worse than a kid going to the range because he feels like he has to. I have to go to the range because if I don't, someone's getting better than me. You should want to go to the range because you love it.
Right.
Practice for the sake of practicing, not to get something else. That's the number one objective. And I, you know, talk to parents a lot, and I say this somewhat jokingly, but I've never heard of anything a parent has said to a kid that's helped them play better. Not one thing. There isn't much you can say to a kid to help them play better. But certainly things that parents can say that get in the way. So the message is always applaud the effort and, hey, I loved watching you play out there and compete and you really gave it your all, versus, you know, why'd you make that bogey on that hole? Why'd you make that decision to, you know, whatever it may be. So it's all the results based focus that now the kid starts to identify with. We're getting all over the place here, but it all comes back together. They start to identify with the result, meaning if I play well, I go out for ice cream after. And parents do this, like, you know what I mean? I get treated differently than if I play. So now that's what they crave. I have to play well, so I get treated a certain way without knowing really. So
parents don't do it on purpose, but
all. In fact, I struggle with this myself with my own kids. It's hard to step away from that. But that reminder that you just love watching them play. Man, that was so much fun watching you compete out there. It was great, regardless of how they played or what the score was.
Yeah. So whether it's juniors or recreational golfers or tour players, are there any advice you could give them to reconnect and find and like going back to why they enjoy doing it? I think more for older players, kids, you know, should hopefully still love doing it, or that's another issue. But
it's starting to, the age is getting younger to where, like we said before, like where it means they get something.
Yeah.
Right. So I think, you know, simply do this with some of my clients, make a list. Why'd you start playing this game? What did you really love about it when you first started playing? And golf's an interesting one. You know why, at least in my experience, most kids like golf because it was hard. It was a challenge, right? Now they're getting in tournaments and hitting bad shots and they can't live with it. Well, that's the challenge. I thought that's what I loved, right? Like, here's an opportunity. So that little shift even can, you know, in perspective, like, hey, how do you reframe what hitting a bad shot means? Yeah, you can be disappointed, but now it provides this new opportunity for you to rise to the occasion and face a challenge and see what you're made of and all these things. So making a list.
Mm-hmm.
I love being outside. I love being with people. I love competing, right? Not I love to play well. And because if you love to play well, and that's the only reason you play golf, you're going to have a short career.
Mm-hmm.
It's not part of the game, right? Sure, it's great to play well. Everyone, that's the objective, but that's the byproduct of doing all these other things first.
Yeah, no question. No question about it. And, you know, and I think that sitting down there and just making a list, while it seems like that's simple, is a great exercise, right?
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
It's a real simple one. And look, as a coach and a teacher, that's an interesting challenge, because people come to you for you to help them with their physical game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is, and I've seen, and you know, like, you're not helping them play golf necessarily. I mean, sometimes you do. You get on the course and talk about stuff, but you're helping them with one facet of it.
Right.
And the assumption that if we hit it well, that translates to good golf is maybe the greatest misconception in the sport, right? Like, I'm going to go get a lesson, and I'm striping, I'm hitting it well, and then I shot 90. Well, they're two different things. You've got to develop physical skill, which is what you're good at, right? Helping people develop physical skill. But you also have to know how to play and face challenge and adversity and all these other components that are part of the
mix. And I think, you know, for the coaches that listen to this, mm-hmm. I think that to be really successful at coaching and developing players of all ability nowadays, I think you have to surround yourself with people that have all of these different skill sets, and you have to develop some knowledge base of all of them a little bit to function in that space too. Like, right. I obviously, over 10 years, like I said, I mean, I've picked your brain a ton. I mean, I say I'm a recreational psychologist now, right? Like, you know, but like, you know, same with working with Colby and Morgan and Aaron,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You develop it. And then some of the stuff I've done recently, you know, with Dr. Bonacore, understanding how people learn. I think mm-hmm. that, like, to function in my space now, you have to develop more than just the ability to teach a grip, square club face, make a divot.
Yeah, I mean, that, yes, right? And no. Like, if you know, your role, and you do a lot of different stuff, but teachers' roles is pretty specific.
Yeah.
Right? Help them hit the ball better.
Yeah.
Learn the mechanics of the swing. And that's a really important piece to playing good golf.
No question.
The point, I guess, was that there's more to it than just that.
More to it. Right. So now, look, we're going to help people with more to it as we wrap this up. We've enjoyed these chats we've been doing, and I've enjoyed them off of the air, or whatever you want to call it, off of the pod too, off the pod. That's what we ought to call it. But, you know, we're going to, you know, we started with this golf coach development, JP and Wayne and Jackson and I, and we've had such great response with teachers and with players. We thought, you came up with the idea that it would be great to put out a service where folks could have access to chats like these, where they put talks in, that they have the opportunity to ask questions, talk to us. We'll bring on guests, whether it's players, other coaches, other things, to help them with performance, from everything mental and performance. And I'm just throwing this at you, but what if we kick this off live that weekend of the 15th? You and I are down there in Old Palm together, and we'll do it live one evening from my condo.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, I'd love to. That's the idea, right? To have people be able to participate in these instead of us just going back and forth and ask the questions that you've been wanting to ask and interact with us on these issues. And maybe we can clear some misconceptions up, right?
Right,
take the
exactly.
pressure off parents and players. And I think that would be something that people would benefit from.
We're going to be sending out some info on social media over the next week. We're going to put this together, but if you're interested in this program, in spending time with us a couple times a month, you have the opportunity to ask questions. You'll always be able to go back and watch the downloaded video of the meeting, but really actually have mental and performance help and coaching once a month, inside access to Doc and I. Please reach out via social, DM or email at GC3Greg, correct? Greg?
Yes, GC3Greg on Instagram and Twitter, yes.
And X, it's X now. Don't make Elon sorry, X. Don't piss X. Elon off. And I'm at the Dew Sweeper on Instagram and at Dew Sweeper Golf on X, or go to Dew Sweepers Golf and just email us. But so some new, a new performance behind the scenes kind of ability to connect and work with Doc and I on performance, whether you're a player or a coach, and get some mental performance coaching with us and our guests.
A parent too.
Yeah. Great stuff. Reach out to us. Doc, thanks again for all your help.
Thank you.
We're going to do this again in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it, Tony. Thanks,
Doc.